Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
on this, the live Saturday night edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of stuff for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating. It is not a beauty contest. The only requirement is that you send us a validated photo, ladies, which means that in the picture you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. You can get more information on that at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about immigration, Manwich, since last hour on the show. We had Eddie call in, and Eddie was appealing to fear. Eddie says, whoa, we can't have people coming in here because there's tuberculosis and whooping cough and all kinds of scary diseases that they might bring in. Which is, that's an appeal to fear. He wants to scare you into thinking that we shouldn't be a free country.
Well, the immigrants are lepers. In fact. Well, we can't be free because there are lepers.
What I'd like to ask is, well, why is it that we shouldn't allow sick people to come here? I mean, shouldn't, if you're sick and you can't get treatment in your home country, shouldn't you be able to go to a free country where you can actually go and seek the health care that you're looking for?
I'll tell you, a lot of people in the 80s, went to Europe to receive treatment for AIDS because they didn't feel that they were getting the proper treatment here in the United States.
There's still people here in the States that do that sort of thing.
Sure,
they'll go to Mexico to get prescription drugs that they can't get,
right,
down here. People with diseases that the FDA doesn't deem that there should be some sort of a cure for yet, we'll have to go and get their prescriptions from other countries,
mm-hmm.
and they do that sort of thing. What's wrong with allowing sick people to come into America?
People want the fruits of liberty, and America's freer than a lot of countries.
Now, if you're worried about sick people getting you sick, then wear a mask around like Michael Jackson does all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoiacs. 800-259-9231. Also, I'd like to also point out that all these people calling for immigration restrictions don't seem to understand the fact that government can't prohibit anything very well. I mean, sure, government prohibits drugs, but it doesn't stop them.
It can't even stop them in its own prison.
No, it just drives them underground.
I mean, it puts people in prison for having drugs, and then the people get drugs in prison. That's how ineffective this organization is.
All prohibition does is it drives whatever it is that's being prohibited underground. So by prohibiting immigration, you're just making it so the immigrants have to go through a few extra steps to get here. And what that usually entails is dealing with the Mexican mafia, or whoever it is, the Chinese mafia, depending on where they're coming from, dealing with the mafia saying, look, I really want to go to America. What's it going to take to get me there? Well, you can work for us as an indentured servant for 10 years
mm-hmm.
when you get there, and we'll bring you in.
And it makes that organization that much more powerful.
That's right.
What do we want those organizations powerful for?
They're going to come here whether you like it or not. And if you want to spend billions of taxpayer dollars on all your silly little border defenses, it's not going to do anything. Wake up to reality. Let's go to the phones. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy. Good evening, Triddle. What's up?
So tonight, I've got a story about why the unintended consequences of immigration control.
Okay.
I'm a pretty talented computer engineer myself.
Okay. We'll take your word for it.
Okay. I've applied for working for a job for TELUS. It's one of the phone companies in Canada.
Okay.
I've interviewed with the headhunter, I've taken their aptitude tests, I've scored very well, and they would like to give me a job. However, at my last job, I made enough money where I could take a 3-year-long sabbatical.
Sweet.
And because of that, my work experience may not be new enough for the immigration official to sign off on my work visa. So they may not be able to hire me, even though they want to.
Because of some bureaucratic rule.
Yeah, because you have to have modern work experience, even though I can take their tests, I can do their job, and I can do it better than anyone they're interviewing right now, but I don't get the opportunity.
So even though you want the job and they want you to have the job, the government says, oh, no, no.
Can't you say that you were working for your own company for that 3 years or whatever amount of time you're off? I mean, just in all practicality, you were doing stuff, and whether or not that company made money, you're actually allowed to lose money in the United States on a company for the first 3 years. So, or at least 3 out of the first 5 years, I should say. So,
well,
I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal.
That might have worked before, but gone through the process. So I guess I could have lied initially, but I didn't.
Doggone your honesty.
True. I know. It gets me into trouble a lot, unfortunately.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Wiki.
The Wiki, Free Talk Live's website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
Yes.
So me and a handful of other people have been doing a lot of work in there. And
that's cool.
We've actually managed to mold it into something pretty useful. And I just wanted to let everyone know that wikis work the best the more eyeballs that look at them. So everyone who's interested, I would like them to go and take a look at it. And anything you see that's wrong, fix it. Anything that you think you can add, add it. And that's how it gets better.
It's cool stuff. I think it's exciting. I like going once a day just to see what changes and what new things have happened there. And you guys are kind of like the cabal, if you will, the cabal of administrators. But anybody can change the wiki, which is the neat thing. So, Triddle, we appreciate the call. Appreciate hearing from you as always, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, waiting very patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Indiana Man. Whoa. Brandon?
Hey, I'm here.
You just didn't get electrocuted, did you? Oh, my God, he's getting electrocuted as we hear.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
Bora, put him on hold, if you would, please. I want to find out if that's his line or something else.
That's a funny noise.
Sounds like his line.
He's getting electrocuted.
Let's check back. We'll check back with Brandon in a little bit here. 800-259-9231. Let's go instead to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, DJ Blaze is on.
DJ Blaze, everybody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to make I wanted to talk about the Constitution, but I wanted to make a brief comment about some of the callers on, one world government. And, you know, a lot of people, I talked to a former government agent who's now, I guess you would call a whistleblower, and he worked for the government for a number of years. And the way he portrayed it to me is, he said, you can talk about a president, you can talk about a king, you can talk about a queen. He said, but one person that you don't want to talk about is the Pope. And he said, the Pope, according to him, through all his, contacts and going to Russia and other countries, the way he explained it to me is, he said that the Pope is the one who orders all the atrocities in the world. He said that President Bush is practicing Catholic Nazi terrorism. Yeah, this is what he's telling me. This is a true story.
Uh-huh.
And the way he explained it to me is, you know, Bush is just a puppet, and that basically, again, that the Pope, you can talk about, you know, the kings, queens.
Well, what
president.
You're talking about the Pope? Are they going to come after you now?
Well,
the Pope's going to send out his Catholic hit squad.
Well, they could. I mean, but you know, you can. Anybody can do research on this, and it's something about Roman canon law, and I just wanted to make that comment.
Now, Manwich, does this whole Pope thing, does this tie into the fundamentalist Christians that think he's like the tool of the devil or something like that?
Basically, he said they're trying to make it a Christian world against a Muslim world. That's the way he explained it to me.
Who's they?
John, the guy that worked for the government for a number of years.
Of course, James John. Yeah.
Yeah, but he explained it to me that that they're trying to make it a Christian world against a Muslim world. And
what about the atheists?
Well, I don't know about the atheists.
What about the Buddhists?
He didn't say nothing about the Buddhists.
How
or
about
the
Hindus?
But, I've got a lot of questions about these people.
But anyway, you guys can look up. Maybe you can type in a Google search Catholic Nazi terrorism. I don't know, but you know, I have no idea.
I'm not doing
that. The funniest.
I don't want to get smoked in the middle of the night. I'm not typing that in.
Anyway,
if there is a Catholic Nazi conspiracy, then they'll come out and get me.
Yeah, they got a hit squad.
But anyways, guys, I wanted, you know, whether somebody is doing as far as what the government. Whether somebody is by themselves or with the Free State Project or with any organization, group, or movement,
yeah,
it is time to reclaim our country and fight back against the destruction of the American
that
people.
I agree
and,
with.
And restore the constitutional order and freedom.
Good idea, Jeff. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. There's no doubt about it that it is time to fight back, whether or not you believe in the conspiracy stuff. Government's too big. Government's out of control.
I agree.
It doesn't matter to me who's behind it all and who's plotting. And no, that doesn't matter. What matters is it's big, it's terrible, and it needs to be stopped. And we're coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff for you, and it's all free. The bulletin board system is there, and it's got over 80,000 posts, as well as over 1,100 people interacting. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, the bulletin board system, at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. We've got Brandon back with us. Brandon from Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Is it good?
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Oh, all right. I was going to talk about a little economics and natural rights, but I think I taught myself a lesson. I waited on the phone for 50 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, I don't think I have anything to say that's worth 50 minutes.
So why'd you wait?
I don't know. I waited 30, and I thought, well, it's been 30, so I might as well just wait. But I wanted to talk to you about natural rights and this mercantilist idea that we should restrict borders, people coming across borders. And it really is baffling to me why people still buy the argument that they steal jobs. And this was addressed in The Wealth of Nations. Obviously, people don't read The Wealth of Nations.
Well, they buy it. It's simple. They buy it because it's emotional. It's an appeal to emotion. It's appeal to fear. Oh, my gosh, if you let these people in, they're going to take your job.
You know, that's true. And that's a logical fallacy that fools a lot of people, apparently.
Sure. Because they don't think about it. They don't know anything about economics. They didn't learn anything about economics, and so they can't even apply what they, you know, they don't know it, so they can't apply it. They
just
believe it.
You're precisely right. But on the question of natural rights, you said you questioned whether people had individual rights or natural rights or not. And I was just wondering where you're coming from on that.
Well, it just seems to me that if you really have rights, then they shouldn't be able to be taken away from you. But we've got a government that makes a habit out of taking away rights from people, or at least pretending as though they don't exist. So, you know, I guess you only have the rights that you stand up for and defend, I suppose. I don't think that you actually have any of these things. I think it's a nice idea. I think rights are a great concept. But unless you stand up and defend this idea of rights, you don't have them, obviously.
Perhaps rights exist outside of something that we physically are able to feel and touch. Perhaps rights are a concept, kind of like values.
Yeah, I think it's definitely. Concept. I think you could definitely say it's a concept. Absolutely. But it's nothing more tangible than simply a concept in people's minds. And if people think they have rights and stand up for their rights, then good. But today we supposedly all think we have rights, but nobody stands up for them.
Well, maybe. I think it's more of an objective concept, one where even if people's minds change, the concept is still true.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
If I say that people don't have values, then, you know, I mean, how, and I could argue myself out of that, I don't know how I would precisely, that people, in fact, there are no values, that values don't exist. I don't know how you would sort of...
Well, I don't think anybody would really say values don't exist. They'd say values are subjective or objective.
Certainly.
And so, I mean, everybody has values. I mean, that would be impossible to defend.
They're just different. They're just different by each person.
Yeah, I mean, people have different opinions on values. I'm not sure that would necessarily change whether values are objective or subjective. But I think rights may fall into a similar category. Something as, you know, opinions may change about rights, but it doesn't necessarily mean that rights themselves exist or don't exist. Maybe you see where I'm going with it.
I see where you're going. It's all
getting murky for me, I'll tell you.
It is a little on the murky side at this point. But I don't know if they exist. And it doesn't, you know.
I just posed some questions. I wasn't actually trying to give you any answers.
I like how you say they're a concept, because there's no way that anybody could ever prove that rights exist, because they're ethereal. They're out there somewhere,
yeah,
right?
I mean, proving anything's hard. I suppose you could just logically deduct that rights, that rights do exist.
Rights should exist. There should be such a thing as rights. But then we get into the question of, well, who's to define what those rights should be, and why is their definition correct? You know, there's plenty of people that think that you should have a right to health care and a right to all kinds of things that are definitely not, in my mind, rights, because that means that you have a right to control others, which is just wrong. So rights is definitely a very strange issue. Most people don't have a handle on it, and I know I certainly don't. Brandon, any final thoughts for us?
No, just good to talk to you guys again. It's been a while.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the patience. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, like Joe in Georgia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Joe.
Good evening to you guys.
What's
hey,
up?
Joe, what do you know?
I don't want to take a lot of time. I know you got a lot of callers waiting.
Thank you.
I was one of them. I just want to make a couple quick comments. First of all borders should be free.
Excellent.
That's part of freedom.
Absolutely.
Our Constitution, secondly, has been totally misinterpreted. That you know, people seem to think it means all kinds of things that it doesn't mean.
Right, like the government should take care of you.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Provide for your retirement,
right.
Et cetera.
There's an interesting website, though, that I think you'd love to see. It's called Powder Burns.
What's
where
that?
Someone's actually coming forward. A previous DEA officer is coming forward. Guy's a Vietnam vet and a highly decorated DEA agent. And he's coming forward, and he's naming the names and the times and the places and the crimes. And I'm just curious, why, if the law exists the same for everyone, is it? It's obviously not clear.
Wait, what's not clear?
Well, it's not clear. These are people that have committed crimes, they've broken our laws.
You mean the DEA agents?
No, no, no. The DEA agents coming forward to name those.
To name other DEA agents or who?
No, to name people within our organization, within our government.
That are doing what?
That are breaking the law. That are bringing illegal drugs into the country.
Ah. Well, I mean, the DEA agents are doing that, too. I mean, it just depends on who you talk to. I mean,
well,
there's
correct,
no doubt
they're doing it for somebody, obviously, because if not, they'd be very wealthy.
They're doing it for themselves.
Well,
they're making themselves wealthy. Trust me.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, but I know they work for someone.
If they're making money in the drug trade, they would have to be making it from someone.
Well, it's possible that they, obviously they've got a dealer and somebody that they're buying from, no doubt about it. But the reason a lot of people get into the DEA is to simply make money off of drugs because they know they're immune to prosecution.
I understand that. I just wanted to get your point of view, and I wanted to see if you could take a look at the website and maybe comment on it.
Well, go ahead and
post. If I testified that you committed a crime, you'd go to jail.
Yeah.
And this person is testifying.
It is
publicly, and he's naming names of people committing crimes. My curiosity is why aren't these people being indicted and arrested?
Sovereign immunity, because government agents tend to not get indicted for anything. I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, really, go dig around the internet, and you'll have a tough time finding stories of cops and DEA agents actually getting in trouble for breaking the law. I mean, look, President Bush breaks the law, and nobody cares. Everybody shrugs their shoulders.
That's precisely what I'm talking about. Our own commander-in-chief is breaking the law, and he breaks it at will.
Right.
And he breaks it as often as he likes, and then he gets in your face and says, I broke it, and so what?
Yeah, exactly right. And everybody just says, well, you're
the emperor, and I can do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe.
I'm bothered by that because I'm a law-abiding person, and if I break the law, I know what would happen to me.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Post your website on our bulletin board system. That way everybody can go take a look at it. That would be much appreciated at freetalklive.com. Can you do that for me?
Thank you very much. And I'll do that. I'm not real computer savvy. But
it's not hard. Just go to freetalklive.com, go to the bulletin board system, and just make a post. It's simple.
Okay.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. There's no doubt that the corruption rises through the ranks in the law enforcement community. In fact, we've talked to former law enforcement officers that'll confirm that. They'll tell you that if you're not corrupt, you probably aren't going to rise in the ranks. You probably get fed up with everything and quit, which is what Al in Texas did. We're going to come back with more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with Ann Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you'll find the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it. With over 800 of our listeners that have already plotted themselves on the map, you can simply add in your name, your location, your photo, if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and then your little pinpoint will appear on the International Map of Listenership at map.freetalklive.com. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, this is the show about your calls. You can bring up anything. Let's go to ladies first. Mariel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, Mariel.
Hey.
Hi. I called yesterday. I don't know if you remember.
I do.
Yeah. So I'm getting kind of sick of the immigration issue because I've listened to it, and, you know, it's a non-issue because it's so obviously it's not a problem. And the tuberculosis guy was completely off his rocker. Because the reason tuberculosis is a problem is because in Western countries we have antibiotics, and the antibiotics kill off all the vulnerable bacteria, and you get the drug-resistant one. So it's actually Western civilization which is responsible for tuberculosis, not the immigrants. The immigrants come with diseases that, for the most part, are curable, except for HIV. And HIV got spread to the United States because people went to other countries, had sex with people there, and came back. Immigrants were not responsible for any.
Well, yeah, as long as you're careful with your behavior, you're not going to get HIV.
Right.
So. That's a non-issue.
That's an individual thing, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I wanted to bring up something probably, I don't know, equally controversial.
Okay.
I was actually going to talk about women's suffrage, which is, I'm a woman, so obviously I want to have the right to vote.
Okay.
But, and I think that women should, but there's actually a considerable movement, headed by libertarians, or at least conservative from a fiscal point of view, who think that women are responsible for a big government.
I don't believe it for a second.
I do.
What?
I do.
What are you talking about? You want to take away Mariel's right to vote?
I'm not saying that. I'm not. It's an extremely unpopular opinion. But I really believe that the reason we have a big nanny state is because we, in fact, let nannies vote.
Oh,
and
terrible.
I'm only telling you what I believe. I'm just saying that I think that the reason that we have a big government that cares for people is because of the soccer moms out there.
Hmm. How do you feel about that, Mariel?
I originally heard this from a columnist, Box Day. He's on WND.com.
And I don't know who he is, but
he's a self-described Christian libertarian. And, of course, you know, I'm an atheist, so... So I don't have a whole lot of respect for the Christian part, but he's a smart guy, and everyone's got a Gregory, as like Jim Pendulet likes to say. And his point, and you know, I don't know if that's the sole reason. I do think that women do have a tendency to do that and I honestly can't think of a solution because there's no libertarian government in which you have a law that distinguishes between men or women.
Sure.
And I mean, he admits that the solution is utilitarian one to make women, you know, prevent women from voting. But I'm
That's
not going to vote for an NA state, and that there are a lot of women who won't, not a lot, but So,
what we should really talk about, Mariel, is what we can do to bring more women into the libertarian movement. I mean, because there's no doubt that libertarianism is dominated by men. I'd like to see that change, personally. I mean, I'd love to have more women coming into this movement, and whenever I hear that there's another libertarian lady out there, that's exciting to me. So what was it that brought you towards liberty?
I started questioning everything, and it started first with religion, and I became an atheist. And then for a long time, I was a liberal for a very long time. I've only recently become a libertarian. And, I initially started out being, I don't respect Republicans who are moral Republicans, and I do respect people who are Republicans for fiscal reasons just because I didn't really get it. But I think it's mostly about the dissemination of information, because when I met a guy and he told me about this stuff, I'm like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, women aren't stupid. I think it's really terrible for some men to approach this issue like this, man, which to suggest that it's all women's fault why we have big government. That's so lame, because there's plenty of guys out there that love to control others. It's all about people that want to control others, and all they do is they go after the power, whether they're men or they're women. They go after the power, and they couch their election campaigns in terms of, well, we're going to give you more freedom. And then you just vote for them, and then they don't give you more freedom. I mean, no, these conservatives, so-called conservatives that are in office now, didn't run on big government platforms. They ran on smaller government platforms. But yet when they get into office, they act in a totally different way. And the guys that are in office are mostly, well, the people that are in office are mostly guys. So you can blame all the women voters you want to, Manwich, but it's men that are making the laws. And it's men that are in there making government bigger.
That's, you know, I was just pointing out what I believe to be a phenomenon.
When I put libertarianism in front of the women that I encounter, they get it.
And I don't think that you can rule someone, which is what a government does. I don't think you can rule someone without representation. So I would not choose to take away a vote from women.
I think you should stop talking trash against them.
That's it.
That's outrageous.
I think that's not outrageous.
It is so misogynistic and terrible. It really is.
There's a lot of things.
Did you lose a little respect for Manwich when you found out that he thought that way?
You know, to be perfectly, you have the woman first rule. The only reason I got through is because I'm female. So that's discrimination right there. Now, actually, this is another problem, I think, with why it's so hard to go to a libertarian government, which is if it benefits someone personally, they're not going to fight against it.
Right.
And there's always one issue where someone is going to say, well, I vote for this person even though I think everything else they do sucks because of this one issue. And I have the same problem myself.
What was your issue?
Pro-choice. I'm pro-choice.
Yeah.
And it's the hardest thing for me being a libertarian, because that's the one issue where it's actually divisive. And, you know, I want to be able to say, you know, federal law, all abortions are legal all the time.
No libertarian would ever call for a law against abortion.
Well, actually, there are libertarians that are, I mean, the group at my college is all atheists, but I do know some Christian libertarians.
There certainly are libertarians that would call for a ceasing of abortion.
No way. Libertarian would ever call for ceasing of abortion.
Well, he calls himself a libertarian, and his argument is that fetuses are individuals, are people, and they should be treated equally under the law. And that's Vox Day's argument. And the problem is they just believe it, because that's his religion. And he believes they have a soul, and
well, he's not a real libertarian.
Individual.
He's not a real libertarian.
Okay.
libertarians that
That's
I,
what, Ian's opinion, liber- which is
sorry,
a crappy liber- opinion.
Sorry, Manwich, but if you're a libertarian, you don't believe in using force on others. Now, if you are a libertarian and you're against abortion, you can be against abortion, but you understand that the way to stop it is to use voluntary methods, is to use persuasion, to try to persuade people to not have them. That's the libertarian answer to abortion. No libertarian would ever call for a law. And if they are calling for more laws, then you really need to question whether or not they're libertarians. Mariel, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231.
That's ridiculous.
Libertarians would not call for government paying for abortions, nor would they call for government banning abortions.
Well, not paying for them.
Libertarians would not want government to be involved.
Do libertarians want the government to ban murder?
Let's come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them free, right there at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of those. All right, so Mariel brought it up. We didn't bring it up. Abortion. And you went out to break asking, well, do libertarians think that murder should be illegal, right? And
yes.
I think most libertarians would agree that, yes, they think murder should be illegal. Of course, this breaks down to the ultimate question about abortion, which is, well, at what point does it become a person? Right? I mean, that's the question that no one will ever, ever be able to come to an agreement on. I mean, would you agree with me that no one will ever agree on that?
I suspect that that's true, that they won't.
Right.
But all I'm saying is that there are many good libertarians out there in the world
right. That
believe that abortion is murder. And that doesn't make them bad libertarians. It doesn't make them not libertarians.
Wait. Okay. It's fine to believe that. But does that mean that they're going to pass laws against it if they get into office?
Do libertarians believe that there should be laws against murder? That's the thing, Ian. You refuse to look at it. And you're wrong. You're just dead wrong.
What?
These people are not bad libertarians. They're good libertarians. They just believe
except they
that
want
a
to use
fetus
force
is
on,
a human being.
Except they want to use force on people that believe differently from them. Because I think it's a parasite while it's inside. I think it's part of
I'm
your
sure
body, and it's your body, and you should be free to do whatever you want with
I'm
it.
I'm sure there's cannibals out there that don't consider murder murder either. But yeah, I want to pass laws, and I want cops to shoot the cannibals that try to kill and eat
Let's
people.
Not talk about cannibals because you're being nutty at this point.
No, I'm not.
What we've got here is a fundamental disagreement between two
yes.
sets of people. One set of people that believes that it's murder, the other set of people that believes it's my body, I should be able to choose what to do with it. Right?
And
would you
I
agree
say,
with that?
And I say they're both can be libertarians.
But then we have the problem long term with, okay, this is going to come to a head at some point, right? Because we've got a whole bunch of different types of libertarians all moving to the free state. I mean, let's be realistic. Liberty's going to come in the free state before it's going to come anywhere else. Most
I agree.
Likely. Most likely. And so if we manage to cut back on government in New Hampshire and we cut back and everything's going good, well, then eventually this is going to become an issue. Eventually, I can see libertarians splitting on this one. To the pro-life side or the pro-choice side.
Mm-hmm.
And then if 51% of the people vote for these pro-life libertarians and they go in there and they pass laws against abortion, they've just started a prohibition again. These libertarians that should know better than this.
Oh, so you're saying that libertarians
abortion.
should know better, not that people that think that abortion it should be illegal
okay.
are not libertarians.
They're
That's
not libertarians
all you're saying.
On that issue.
Yeah.
If you want to pass
Are you retracting
a law against
that,
it,
then?
If you want to
Are you
pass
backing
a law,
up?
If you want to pass a law against abortion, you're not a libertarian on that issue.
I don't know whether I
because
agree.
You should know better. You should know that if
Maybe
you ban
you
abortion,
know
it's going to go underground.
I don't agree with that statement.
You
I don't agree
know.
That they should, aren't a libertarian on that issue.
Fine. Go ahead, don't agree. That's fine. I don't care if you agree. Because you should know if you're a libertarian. If you're a libertarian on all the other issues, you must agree that the war on drugs is pointless. You must agree that prohibition is a failure. What makes you think you're going to be successful prohibiting abortions? You're out of your mind. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joy in Georgia. Joy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about something that actually, I guess, could lead into the whole abortion argument. But,
Please, no.
I'm calling from about the women in voting and why, and it also as to why a lot of women aren't libertarians and how
yeah.
we did end up with a bigger security system because of women voting.
You think it was because of women?
I think it's kind of it's a combination of things. And I say this, I am a soccer mom. So I have
a minivan?
To soccer moms, and I know what they say and what they think.
Joy, do you have a minivan?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have a really big four-door pickup truck.
Yeah, I like chicks that drive trucks. I don't know, something about it. Something about a chick that drives a truck. I'm sorry, Joy.
It's okay. The thing is that the women, and it's something that is just, a part of being a woman and being more geared towards the nurturing and the care aspect,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that I don't even think women realize they think about. I think it's just it's hardwired, and that is that it does come down to the men making the votes and the women making the votes. But when it comes to the people that are voting to put them into office, women are going to vote more for the person that promises them the security or the person that they feel is going to protect them, whether it be financially or whatever. And part of that is borne out because single women are much more likely to vote for Democrats. And then once a woman is married, she's more likely. She's a lot of women that are married and soccer moms still vote for Democrats, but you're more likely to see women that are leaning towards Republicans, partly because the security is less of an issue to them because they're already more secure.
Then they've got themselves a man.
Well, it's also at that point they can look at it from what they're, you know, from what, and I don't want to make it sound like a woman's being dictated to by her husband, but she hears him talk about things in a way that she hadn't thought about things before and
mm-hmm.
how, you know, government regulations, you know, may help this bunch of people, but shutting down businesses or how in so that you start to see more of the economic impact just because it's a part that women don't, unless they're studying business and studying economics, they don't really, it's not something that
we'll
really
we do about it, Joy?
No matter what they say about, you know, the equality in education, there's differences.
Presuming you're correct,
and,
presuming you're correct and that women are a factor at least in why we've gone down this path, what should we do about it?
the thing is to keep educating women, and that's where it's tough to be a libertarian because it requires a very different way of thinking. You have to think of everything as being something that you can do something about.
Indeed, I agree, and I think that
other people messing in your stuff.
Running out of time. I think that what we need to do is we need to have libertarian women, especially getting out there educating more women. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And then, which...
It is the live Saturday night edition of the show. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of stuff for you. And it's all free, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. So get signed up, updates.freetalklive.com. You take control of the show. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, can you hear me?
Hey, Manuel, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the abortion issue, actually.
Alrighty.
I think I have an intermediate position that I've read about in the last couple of years. It's actually evictionism.
What's
evictionism?
That
mean? Yeah, evictionism. Whereas, well... Just to make the case as hard as possible on me, we'll just assume that the fetus at any stage is a human. So it's entitled to not be aggressed, I guess, right?
Okay.
I'll also say that the woman, you know, should be able to decide what's going on in her body, but there's a person inside who should not be killed. Modern abortion is pretty much removal plus death, which, you know, that is murder, in my opinion. But if there was a way you have removal plus life, just but you evict the tenant, then that would not be murder.
Good
that
point.
Would just be,
right.
You know, a change of venue. This, you can also extend this case, for example, for child abandonment. If you have a child in your house, and let's say it's your son, it's your responsibility to take care of the child, and you don't feed him for a month, well, I guess a week, you're murdering that kid. So the solution to this problem would be to have that kid, you know, give it up for a charity organization or a church or a hospital, and mm-hmm. then you would only be allowed to leave your responsibility for that kid when that kid has found someone else to take care of him.
I see what you're saying. In fact, Johnson has talked about this eviction idea in the past, that that medical technology is moving to the point where if somebody wanted to have an abortion, and for instance, the good Christians out there that didn't want to see the child die would be able to put up the money, or they'd have some sort of organization that would take the fetus and essentially take care of it or implant it in some sort of fake womb that would bring it to
I think that's right on. I mean, you can have babies. My wife was born when she was 7 months or so. She mm-hmm. was premature. If you could do that at 1 month, then would that be abortion? No, it would just, a change of venue.
That'd be a good solution.
So long as the technology improves.
Right, and that'd be
we'll
a good...
We'll be able to push it back, further and further back. So I think, right now you can't have an abortion at 4 months because that baby will die. So I think up to that point, you shouldn't be able to do it. If you do, it's murder. Right now you can save a baby at 7 months.
Maybe that's something that the religious right that's pushing for laws against abortion, maybe instead of spending millions of dollars pushing for laws against abortion and all this time and effort, maybe they should just fund some more scientific research into these areas to where they could actually literally save the babies instead of having to, worrying about passing laws against it. Because passing the laws, as we pointed out, is not going to do anything. I mean, it's just going to drive it underground. It's going to make it more dangerous, and it's going to guarantee. I mean, if you want to pass a law against abortion, you're guaranteeing that fetus is going to die. Whereas if it was fully legal and people that wanted to save the babies were going around saving them, then more babies would live.
Well, science will make this a reality.
That's a nice little middle ground, I think. Thanks for the call, Manuel. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way, and anything goes. We still got a lot of prep that we haven't even touched on. Still got calls holding. And this is your show, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, 20% of America, libertarian? It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.